Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, the tours we've got planned in 2026 are going to be fantastic. They're historical, spiritual, heritage tours. For the information all about them, the D.C., the Williamsburg, the Boston tours, go to wildmangroup.com, W-I-L-D-M-O-N, group.com, and we hope to see you on one of our 2026 spiritual heritage tours.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
You're talking theater or movies, folks.
That's my wheelhouse.
That's right.
So I sold one of my kidneys, and we bought us tickets right behind home plate. It's worth it.
Under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances.
Bingo. Old dog Candler.
You're right back in it, Tim.
Thank you.
And welcome to Trivia Friday. It is Friday, January 16th. We are motoring through the month of January. Joining me in studio, J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Glad to be here. So everybody knows who Karl Marx is, socialist, communist. His little fun fact, his sister Anya was a legendary track star. In fact, till this day, track meets everywhere at the beginning of the race, they invoke her name.
Anya Marx.
Yes, they do. They remember her to this day. What an honor.
That other good-natured chuckle you heard is from Brother Bert Harper. Good morning
Good morning, sir. Ed. I have no joke, at least that bad.
Hey, if it weren't for dad jokes, I'd have no reason to get up in the morning. No, that's not true.
No, that one, I like that one.
Oh, good.
That was Anya Marx. You don't necessarily see that coming because I don't remember, I mean, since we were kids, hearing someone say, on your mark, get set, go.
Yeah, the other sibling, get set. You know, that's good that they included everybody. Hey, I got that from Steve Paisley Jordahl in the hallway the other day.
He did.
Good guy.
All right. Well, Bert, we know who to blame.
We do, I'll tell you.
Find Steve.
Paisley, he's the guy. Man, as cold as it was yesterday, he was wearing a short sleeve shirt.
I know. And he lived a lot of time up in Colorado.
That's so what he said.
Yeah, he's used to it, I think.
Well, I think it injures the brain. That's my interpretation of it.
Hey, Brother Bert, good to have you in. I love when you're able to substitute and fill in for either Ed or Tim, and our listeners love hearing those Andy Griffith questions
as well.
I have one.
Well, hey, before we get to that, folks, we want to tell you what we're doing. So this is Trivia Friday. Each of the three hosts here have three questions each. JJ, that's a total of...
That's nine.
Nine questions. And we're going to challenge you. We invite you to call in. The number to call is 888-589-8840. If you have not been on the air with us in the last 2 months, last 8 weeks, you are eligible to call in and be on the show. We just have an 8-week waiting period. So if you have been on the air with us, you wait 8 weeks, give some space and time for others to call in and be on the show. 888-589-8840. The phone lines are open. And JJ, now three questions each, nine questions total. There's something special about one of those questions.
One of these is the mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this bell. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
The beloved.
And that means that you're going to win a nice gift. Now, for years, we gave away a Learning University t-shirt. Then we gave away a great AFR ball cap. This is awesome. We've got a hardback book, 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times, authored by Alex McFarland and none other than Bert Harper.
And no Andy Griffith questions in that book.
It's all Bible.
Andy Griffith prophecies.
That's right.
Hey, Brother Bert, what an incredible honor. You're the author of this book, and people hear the show in the afternoon there. So what a blessing for you and Alex to go through the Bible and teach you so much on exploring the Word.
We've been doing this for 15 years now. I came on board about 15 years ago, and I didn't come on board to do, you know, exploring the Word.
You were on the board of directors.
That's right, I was. I transferred over, and, you know, Marvin Sanders started having a lot of physical problems, and so they substituted me in, and the substitute stuck.
There you
and
go.
This is the third book, and it is selling well, and you can get it at the Resource Center.
Yeah, do that. If you don't happen to win this today, go to the Resource Center, and this a lot of people have questions. Here's 100 questions and answers on prophecy and the end times, and I've noticed a lot of people, especially when you can open up your Bible and watch the evening news, and it all gels. You're like, oh, it's like I'm reading right out of Revelation. So a lot of people have questions about prophecy.
They do.
And by the way,
you can read the last question and not ruin the whole book.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, what time is the show so people that don't listen can listen to you and Alex in the afternoon?
3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Time.
Good.
Sure is.
By the way, folks, not only can you get a copy of this one, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times, there's also two others that Bert and Alex have written. Resources.afa.net, that's our resource center. There's all kinds of stuff you can get there, not just books, but the other two books are available as well as this one, resources.afa.net. The only other kind of restriction we have on calling in, as I said, if you have not been on the air with us over the, in the last 8 weeks, call in 888-589-8840. But you do need to be 11 years old or older to be on the program with us. Well, I'll get us started with the questions, then JJ, and then Brother Bert Harper, you give us yours, and then Bert, you'll take us to the phones.
Okay? I will do it.
All right, here are my three questions. How many NFL teams are named after horses? The playoffs have started. If you're an NFL fan, how many NFL teams are named after horses? Second question, what do you call a substance that causes cancer? What do you call a substance that causes cancer? And then third question, in 1969, a three-man crew in Apollo 11 went to the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. Who did not? Who remained in the command module while the other two walked on the moon? First two men to walk on the moon. One guy didn't get a chance to do it. Those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. First question, snooker is what type of game? Snooker is what type of game? Second question, we'll call this from the category of old sayings. What do you, quote, unquote, eat when you accept that you're wrong about something? What do you have to eat when you accept that you were wrong about something? Third question from the Bible, name the two sons of Jacob with Rachel. Now, you've got the 12 tribes of Israel. You've got those of you reading the Bible through. Good for you. You've been reading about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, and he had them with multiple wives. Well, what two children did Joseph have with Rachel?
Okay, here's my three. A Bible question as well. We know Noah's ark rested on Mount Ararat after the flood. In what country do you find Mount Ararat today?
Good question.
What country? And you was talking about the NFL. Well,
yeah.
We have the college championship coming up.
That's right, Monday night.
So with that in mind, who is the highest NIL earner in college sports? NIL, name, image, likeness.
That's been pretty recent when they started doing that.
It is. Who is the highest paid NIL earner in college sports? One guy. I can tell this. It's somebody. Okay.
There you go.
Okay,
hey, Brother Bert, before you get too far, so Indiana, Miami, what say you guys? Who's going to win that?
I'm going with Indiana.
Indiana for me as well.
Indiana. They look solid.
They started trouncing everybody. You're like, you know, they're not really really known as a powerhouse football team, but they've just this would be great if it's their year.
Yeah.
It is. And it's two teams that hasn't been in it in ages.
Right.
Indiana never, right. And Miami was, what, 20 years
probably.
Ago or so, they
yeah.
were a powerhouse. So it's exciting. Third question, Mayberry question. What Mayberry citizen surprises everyone when he wins an audition to perform in the Ladies League Musicale? Okay, it's one of the top. I try to take stuff that's reoccurring,
right.
Or take a question from one of the most popular
good.
Episodes.
Good episodes.
And
something
this is
real
this one,
bizarre.
This one, yeah. Okay.
I think I know the answer to this one.
That's good.
All right,
okay,
let's go to the phones.
Okay, let's go to John in Virginia. John, thank you for calling.
Great to talk with you guys. I love the show. I would like to answer and maybe throw a question at you guys, too.
Hey, hey John, before we find out which question you want to take and get your question, but what part of Virginia and what was the temperature this morning when you woke up?
You know, I'm in the swamp. I'm just outside the Beltway, so I'm not in the thick of the swamp, but I'm up here with all these political types and everything else. And, it was cold. I want to say we got down to maybe 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Today.
You guys have already had some snow, haven't you?
A little bit of snow, not
yeah.
a lot, just a lot of cold air.
All right. Which, wow, that's iconic that you got the cold air, and then you got all the hot air right inside the belt line. That'll balance
yeah,
everything out, maybe.
That creates storms, doesn't it?
Hey, which question you want to answer, John?
The one about cancer.
All right, John, here's the question. What do you call a substance that causes cancer?
You know, I was going to say bad, but I know that's not the right answer. How about carcinogen?
That is correct.
Wow, that's a big word.
Yeah, it's just, there's a lot of talk about what they spray on our foods and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of discussion has been in the air, so to speak. And
I saw what you did there.
Yeah.
In the air.
So, hey, excellent. Are you by any chance in the medical field? I know you're inside the Beltway, so you may do something related to politics. But there's a lot of government agencies here. Do you work for the government?
I do not. And you're right. The FDA, the CDC, I mean, everybody's up here. I married a nurse, if that counts.
Oh, it absolutely does yeah. count when you're sick. So
I don't want to leave too far away from you being there in the swamp, as you made mention. And you can confirm if this was true. Christmas in the rearview mirror. John, I heard that in Washington, D.C., they did not allow nativity scenes this year. The reason they couldn't find three wise men.
I would agree with that. That 100%.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, you know, I was going to stick with kind of the Revelation theme. I know I didn't get the bell ringing, but what was the shape of the New Jerusalem city as it came down from heaven? Earth. What shape was that?
It's a cube.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, way to go, guys.
Yeah.
That's a couple of professors.
Okay, I'm using humor in the Bible. Don't get mad at me. It wasn't an ice cube.
There you go.
It wasn't an ice cube.
There you
okay.
go. Right.
Yeah. It was
now,
the big
is it,
one.
Is it 1,000 or 1,200 miles in each direction?
1,200 miles.
1,200 miles.
Yeah. Going to be room
direction.
For whosoever will.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, John,
amen
have a great weekend. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Okay, let's go to Oklahoma. Mike, thank you for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What part of Oklahoma are you from, Mike?
Northeast Oklahoma, Bartlesville.
Bartlesville,
okay, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Buddy Mike. Mike, ask, answer, or do both. You know the drill.
like to do both. And I'm sorry, Tim is AWOL today, huh?
Yeah.
He's out of town. I will tell him, though, that some folks thought he was AWOL. He is absent with leave, though. So
there you go.
And Mike, I'm sorry. I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's not chopped liver, Mike. Hey, which question you want to answer?
Let's do the one on the man on the three-man Apollo crew that wasn't on the moon.
All right, Mike, here's the question. In 1969, a three-man crew in Apollo 11 went to the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. Who did not? What's the name of the fellow they left in the command module?
I believe that's Michael Collins.
It is.
Wow.
Michael Collins.
Nicely done. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And so we just played a little of the actual CBS audio on the night that Walter Cronkite announced and covered that landing. So, hey, well done. Are you an older fellow or a younger fellow who just likes studying about those things?
Yeah, no, I was about 22 years old when that happened. So,
okay,
I've been around a while.
All right. Yeah. Well, good for you. Excellent job. What's your question for us, sir?
Okay. It has to do with Major League Baseball, and that's why I was hoping Tim would be there. Every game in Major League Baseball, they use about 8 to 10 dozen new balls in a game. Of course, they can use more, but that's the average, maybe around 8 to 10 dozen balls in a game. Okay.
All right.
So the question is, what must be done to the balls, to the new balls, before they can be put in play before the game?
Okay.
Do they roll them in the dirt or do they massage the ball?
It's some kind of mud. I forgot the name of the mud. And I understand the umpires, that's part of their job to get those ready. Now, that could have changed over the years, but I don't remember the kind of mud it is, but they do have to rub them down
to get them ready. Is Brother Bert right, Mike?
He is right.
Good on
they have
you,
to
Bert.
Rub them down in the special.
Tim, where are you, man?
That's right. Tim would know. He would know the umpire's name.
All right. So let me see if I understand this. So you don't want to scuff the ball because that can change the aerodynamics of it. But the mud is just to get that shine off it or the slickness?
Part of it and the slickness. And again, if you get a – go to the store and buy a brand new baseball.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right. It needs to have something done to it. It's like a new glove. You want to get some, you know.
You get oil in it. Yeah. Tie it up with rubber bands. Yeah. Run over it with the front tire of your car or something.
So there's some preparation that
needs
to be
done.
Hey, Mike, excellent question.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And Brother Bert came through for us.
Right.
Hey, I'm here for a reason.
Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you for your love and your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR. God bless you, buddy.
Okay. Alabama, and it's Greg. Greg, thank you for calling.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. I got to ask, what part of Alabama?
I'm in Northport, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, not too far from Tuscaloosa.
No, it's not. My son, oldest son, lived over there, Nathan, who's on exploring missions with me.
Yes.
He was over there in his church, serving there one time.
Good area.
Met his wife there. So that's a good deal. Yeah.
What church
was a church plant, and now it's no longer. But he loved it and enjoyed. Still living in Alabama, but a different place.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, with Indiana and Miami, it's got to be weird for you guys to see playoffs and not have Alabama in there. That's got to seem very, very odd.
Well, it's been a few years, but I'll tell you this. I'm pulling for Indiana based on how bad they beat us. We certainly need them to win.
you're a good sport.
They have a former Alabama football coach that's their head coach, Signetti coach for Coach Saban.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right.
Well, hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer, what do you eat when it's not good or whatever that is?
I think that was yours, JJ. What do you eat when you have to admit that you're...
Oh, yeah. It's from the category of old sayings. What do you have to eat when you accept that you're wrong about something?
Well, it's the smartest bird in the kingdom. That'd be crow.
Crow, right done. And you got to be crow. You got to be maybe getting a little long in the tooth or have a little gray in your hair to say, "Oh man, I'm going to have to eat crow now," cuz I was adamant about it was this, and then after I talked to my wife, I found out I was wrong.
I was going to say something wrong. Every husband's had to eat a little crow on occasion.
Have to eat crow over this. Hey, good job. Yeah. Yeah, and you probably heard that from your grandparents. That's been around a while.
Yeah, it has.
What's your question for us?
Okay, my question is a Bible question, and I'm going to try to phrase it correctly. How many times in the Bible is there a specific reference to people being raised from the dead?
Who? Okay.
All right. This is
now. You've got Elijah.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Greg. So don't say yes or no.
You got where they threw Elijah in the cave, and then they came and rushed and put some people in there. They rose from the dead.
Right.
You've got the young boy coming out of town, the widow's only son. Jesus raised him from the dead. You got Lazarus, raised him from the dead.
The widow,
Jairus's daughter.
Jairus's daughter. Okay, and it's referred and inferred that Paul was drug out of the city
thinking that he was dead.
And
he probably was. And then you got the
kid who fell out of the window.
There's another one. Then you got the little boy who, in the prophet's quarters, the woman, you know, and
he laid
on him three times, and he rose him from the dead.
So that's Jesus.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, that's eight. And then what about the 500 that weren't they
came
raised?
Came up out of the graveyard at whenever.
Ooh,
on
after.
But we don't know how many. It said a bunch of them just came out. You know, that kind of gives you a little zombie image. But you don't hear much. I don't know why.
The Walking Dead.
I don't know why they didn't take those guys out on Saturday for door knocking and just say, "Hey, would you like to, you know, meet Jesus?" You remember Bill here when he got ran over that wagon? It's him. He's back. Hey, let's say we'll say an even dozen. Just round it up.
And we at least named eight and it wasn't 5,000. It was 500. 500. So
is that how many you said came out of the graveyard? I don't remember a number.
I think it said, I don't know if it was exactly.
I think you're thinking about how many people saw him. Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't give a number.
I'm going to say 10, Greg.
Okay. I won't disagree.
If this is a riddle, we're going to be waste a lot of energy.
We're going to be very upset.
We did a lot of Bible.
Yeah,
training.
That's right. All right, Greg.
What do you say, Greg?
That's very impressive. 10 is correct.
Whoa.
10. Woo.
Professors,
wait.
That's good.
Way to go.
Yes, sir.
Do you want me to rattle them off real quick?
Well, yeah. I mean, we named eight. Who did we leave out?
I didn't listen.
You weren't listening to us?
Real quick.
Here we go.
Zarephath's widow's son, the Shumanite woman's son, Elijah and Elisha raised them, a man from Elisha's grave. You mentioned that one. Widow of Nain's son, that was Jesus's first. Jairus's daughter, that was Jesus. Lazarus, that was Jesus. Tabitha was raised by Peter. Eutychus is the guy who fell out of the window when Paul was preaching too long. Paul brought him back from the dead. Jesus, and then the various saints at the time of Jesus's resurrection.
Wow. Well, and then I'm with Brother Bert. It's not completely mentioned, but it strongly implied that Paul, they might have killed him, stoned him to death, because they said he was assumed that he was dead, and then they gathered around.
It was close anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
It was close.
Hey,
10 and a half.
Thanks for getting in the Word, and we encourage everybody, especially here, start of the year, read your Bible every day, good New Year's resolution, and maybe even go deeper and memorize Scripture and just try to read your Bible through this year. So, Greg, thanks for getting in the Word, allowing the Word to get in you. God bless you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, JJ, and Bert are your hosts, your professors of Learning University. Tim Wildman is out today. When we come back, we will reset our questions and go back to the phones. Mike, Jacob, Karen, Todd, Monica, We have our eye on you. Hope you'll be hanging around for that. 888-589-8840. Again, this is Trivia Friday. We're going to take a short break. Hope you come back.
The AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection, and the majority of the time she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby or visit preborn.com/AFR.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday. We could leave it to Beaver if we wanted.
I like it.
That's an old, that's black and white TV show. Leave it to Beaver. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Bert Harper were your professors here on Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
That's it, folks. That's what you're in. Whether you pay the tuition or not, you're in Learning University. All right, we are going to reset our questions. I've had two answered, so I'm going to have to add two, and then we will go right back to the phones. My one remaining question is this. How many NFL teams are named after horses? How many NFL teams are named after horses? New question. On a standard piano, are there more white keys or black keys? On a standard piano, are there more white keys or black keys? And then third question. How many countries are there in Central America? This is multiple choice. How many countries are there in Central America? Are there 5, 7, 9, or 12? How many countries are there in Central America?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question, snooker is what type of game? Snooker is what type of game? Second question from the Bible, name the two sons of Jacob and Rachel. Now, Jacob had children with from multiple wives, how they did things in the Old Testament, but he had two sons with Rachel. Name them. And let's see, I'll add one. Third question, true or false, former President Ronald Reagan was a lifeguard during high school. Is that true or false? Former President Ronald Reagan, a lot of people say that was their favorite president in their lifetime. He was a lifeguard during high school, true or false?
Okay, here's my three. We know Noah's Ark rested on Mount Ararat after the flood. In what country do you find Mount Ararat today? And with the championship football college, here it is, the question. Who is the highest NIL earner in college sports? NIL means name, image, and likeness. Who is the highest NIL earner in college sports? And the Mayberry question, what Mayberry citizen surprises everyone when he wins an audition to perform in the Ladies League Musicale?
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Okay, let's go to Texas. Mike, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Professor. Have a good day.
Howdy, it's a great day.
Howdy, Mike.
Hey, where do you live in Texas, brother?
Well, the last time I called you guys about 2 years ago, I said I lived in my house, but my house is in Frankston, Texas, which is near Tyler.
Near Tyler.
Okay.
I've got a friend, David Johnson from Tyler, Texas, a regular listener and a wonderful friend of the ministry.
Hey, Mike, yes, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both, please.
Okay, which question?
Let me turn my TV volume off, because I'm also watching radio.
Okay.
Which question, Mike?
Well, how about the one about the eating? What do you eat when...
All right, when you have to...
Oh, that's already been answered. Yes, sir.
Okay, then I guess I'll have to go to the piano, because that's easy.
All right, on a standard piano, are there more white keys or black keys? What do you say, Mike?
I say white keys.
That is correct.
Nicely done. What's the number?
52 white keys, 36 black.
Oh, wow.
Oh, outnumbered. Yeah. Ivory and ebony. Isn't that what they call them? The real colors?
I think with the with fancy pianos, that's what you get.
Oh, okay. I was trying to
ebony.
Think of that. Yeah.
Those are the expensive ones.
Okay. Hey, Mike, you got a question for us?
Yes, I do. On the TV show Monk, he had two assistant nurses. Can you name them?
Mm-hmm. Natalie was one.
Wow, that's good.
That's good. I web watched that for a long time. Yep. I cannot recall.
And
who was the other?
Man, I'm going through the alphabet. Do y'all guys do that? Oh, yeah, it's a J. But it's out there somewhere.
Well, we got 50%. What's the answer, Mike? What's the answer?
It was Natalie Teeger. She was the second one, and the first one was Sharona Fleming.
Sharona. No wonder I didn't get Sharona. That's hard to remember. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, thanks for listening to AFR there near Tyler. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Great, great work. Let's go to Kentucky. Somebody here know about Kentucky?
Man, I got my hand over my heart.
Okay.
Bluegrass state.
Hey, Jacob, thank you for calling today.
I'm calling from West Kentucky. How are y'all doing today?
Yes, sir. What part of Western Kentucky?
Hickory, Kentucky.
Now
you know where that is, JJ?
That's close to Paducah, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But not a real large town.
Very small town.
Hey, we can hear your radio in the background. You're going to need to turn that down because there's a delay, and it's going to confuse us and confuse you. No, that's fine.
Well, Jacob, welcome to the program. We already asked if you want to
help any.
Yes, sir.
Way
yes,
to go.
Sir. You already asked if ask, answer, or do
you
both?
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will. I'll answer just this round.
Yes, sir. Which one you want to answer?
I would be really bad if I didn't know how many sons Jacob had with Rachel.
There you go. Name the and a lot of people reading their Bible, starting out, letting that be a goal for this year. So you've been reading about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now Joseph. But name the two sons of Jacob and Rachel in the Old Testament.
It would be Joseph and Benjamin.
Nicely
way
done.
To go.
Yes, sir.
That's them.
Excellent job.
Wonderful stories and a lot of great truths, and to see the character of God and his faithfulness to Israel and to us.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
But
Amen.
His brothers did not know Joseph was his father's favorite. I can't figure out how they discovered that. let me just say, it's a great story, but Jacob is not an example of great fatherhood. Okay, just
good,
let me throw
good.
That in.
Well, you know, that's the thing about the Bible. It's the good and the
flaws.
Bad and the ugly and yep. warts and all. And so God shows, like, well, why would he allow this or why would he allow that story? It just shows you the sinfulness of man and the wonder and glory and majesty of our Heavenly Father.
Great, Amen.
Great grace, guys.
Amen.
Okay. Hey, Jacob, you didn't have a question for us, right?
That was correct. I don't have a question this round.
All but, right. Stay warm, buddy, there in the Bluegrass State. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
And I'm glad Jacob knew that question.
That's right. Oh, now I got it. So I'd be mad if I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't think you
hey,
got
that.
Hey,
they've already had snow a couple times in Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the great state of Alabama and talk to Todd. Todd, thank you for calling today.
Todd. Glad to have you as a listener and been longtime listener. It's hard to get in.
Well, hey.
It's a challenge.
You made it today.
Here's what beats everything. They'll say, man, we love exploring the Word with you and Alex, but it's not our favorite. What's your favorite? Trivia Friday. It aces everything, man.
I get a chance to travel a lot, and that's the number one thing I hear when people come up and they say the parts of AFR that they enjoy.
Well, yeah. It's heavy, but having something to enjoy with good laughter.
Yeah. Heavy through the week, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, entertainment, and people actually do learn some things. Hey, I mentioned getting to travel. Can I ask for prayer for an event I've got tomorrow night? The Refuge, a special needs day program, Philadelphia, Mississippi. I'm speaking at their fundraiser banquet tomorrow night, and they do a wonderful job with adults. Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, extreme autism. That is a unique but wonderful ministry. And so, fundraiser tomorrow evening. I would appreciate prayers for a successful banquet.
Amen.
Anywhere you going? Anywhere else?
Let's see. Right after that, February the 7th, Elyria Christian School in Elyria, Kansas. This will be the third time that I've been the speaker for their banquet over in like the last 20 or 30 years.
Wow.
So I think I'm really loved in Kansas.
They keep having you back.
Yes,
is this where they keep you in the bed and breakfast?
That's where I was actually doing a Valentine banquet at a church there. But that's a true story in Bueller, Kansas. And I wish I had time to tell it, but I included that in Moses Was a Basket Case. Hilarious, true stories to encourage and inspire.
Spent the night
in a nursing home that they called a bed and breakfast.
Literally.
So you've already been prepared for later days, right?
Hopefully not. Hopefully.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I can be surprised now.
Hey, Todd, which question you want to answer?
Yeah. I want to do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the one about snooker.
Yes, sir. Todd, snooker is what type of game?
It is a game of billiards or pool.
That's exactly right. You know, I've got them both written down here, billiards or pool.
Yeah.
You got to be a pretty good, it's a little bit more than eight ball. You got to have a lot of English on that ball.
The main ball is the spider ball.
Yes. Yes. A lot of people, I'm going to guess maybe only baby boomers, you guys have
I've heard of it. I've never played it. I've played, pool, of course, not very well. Is it a different set of balls for
they're
snooker?
Smaller. Yeah. At least when I
they
played,
are, and the
they,
pockets
were, they
are were smaller.
They were smaller.
Okay. Yeah. And you really have to be on your A game. You have to really be able to put some English on that ball and be sort of not a new learner, like, hey, I'm just playing eight ball with some buddies or whatever.
Yeah, way to go, Todd.
Did you ever play snooker?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if somehow you cut out, but I've played snooker, and it's very challenging. It's got a bunch of bumpers in the middle that you have to shoot around.
Right, and smaller balls or smaller pockets or something, right?
That makes it more difficult.
Smaller pockets, and they're straight in, not angled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hey, what do you have a question for us, Todd?
I do, and I'll give you the choice. Do you want to do political, or do you want to do old sayings? Or both?
I'm tired of political.
Yeah,
let's do Friday rolls around.
Let's do old sayings.
Okay. When somebody says, you mentioned this earlier, somebody says, long in the tooth, what are they talking about? And there's a saying that goes with it. What is that saying?
Okay, long in the tooth, you're covering both bases. When you look at a horse to know how old it is, you open up its mouth, and if the teeth grow as the horse ages, and if it's got long teeth, this is an older horse. So in the old days, when you'd see somebody getting older, you said, he's getting or she's getting long in the tooth. And then the saying that Todd's referring to, they'd say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Somebody'd say, Ed, man, you're such a good guy. I'm your neighbor. I'm going to give you this horse. And if you went over there and opened up its mouth, they go, man, that's tacky. Here, I'm giving you something. But you're like, did you give me a nice young horse? You just give me an old horse that's wore out that you just wanted to get rid of anyway.
That's where looking a gift horse. I learned something.
Looking, if you say, hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and that means don't discard something that somebody's given you. This is a gift.
But don't it's go, about looking at how long the teeth are.
And to see
how
what
about
age.
That? That's did you know
how
that?
I did.
That's how you find out how old a horse is. And I've done that with some of my friends when I've forgotten their age and their birthday's coming up. You know, you got to be a close friend. You don't want to do that to just an acquaintance.
You don't just open up somebody's mouth.
Right? That'll end the friendship right there.
Todd, did we get it?
You got it 100% right.
Way to go, Todd.
Way to go.
Way to go.
Do you want to try the political one?
No, we better keep on rolling. Yeah. Hey, and plus, you start talking politics with this bunch, somebody's going to wind up in a fist fight. Nobody's got time for that.
Okay, let's go to Illinois and talk to Karen. Karen, thank you for calling today.
Hello, how are you all?
Great. You're the first female to get through. Way
That's
to go,
right.
Karen.
Amen.
Yes.
And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Today is my birthday. And can you believe it?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Can we give her a book anyway?
I try every Friday, and then I never get through.
Yeah.
Well, we can now. Bert.
We can now. I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Hey, brother, Bert wants to give you
My name's on it.
Yeah, he wants to give you a book for your birthday.
Well, let's find out whether she...
She might get the mystery question first.
If she gets the mystery question.
Okay.
If she doesn't... If she doesn't pick it, will she? How about she's got to get her question right?
Okay,
whatever she picks.
Okay, Karen. Which
wait,
question?
Wait, she's gonna have to earn her birthday present. That's like looking at your horse in the mouth.
You two, all right. No matter how you do, as Tim would say.
I'm feeling generous today.
Everyone gets a trophy on Trivia Friday. All right, Karen, happy birthday to you.
Yes,
we will send you a book. Now, folks, the rest of you who have birthdays today, this is the lone birthday gift we're giving out, and it goes to Karen because she probably has to put up with enough with the name Karen.
Yeah, they
anyway,
done your name wrong, Karen.
Just,
they
done to my name.
That's unfair.
Terrible.
Unfair.
Yeah. Ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I'm going to try to do both. The one I was going to ask is, what country is Noah's Ark in?
Okay,
that's
here it is.
Question.
We know about where it rested on Mount Ararat. In which country do you find Mount Ararat today?
Eastern Turkey.
Woo! Turkey. Way to go.
Wow.
That's
nicely
right.
Done.
Way to go. That is exactly right. And
I hope I'm alive and they are able to find it.
I do too.
You hear these rumors.
I thought they did find it.
Well,
and they put it up in Kentucky. is that not the one?
Hey, you're having fun with that, but I think it's good for us to give a little plug for the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. People say Cincinnati, but actually it's just right below Cincinnati and right on the border of northern Kentucky. It is an amazing experience, people of all ages. It's a faith builder. You owe it to yourself if you haven't gone. Put that on your list of things to do in 2020.
There you go.
Yeah, when you're on that bus and you come around that curve and you see the Ark for the first time, you just it's breathtaking.
Then you get closer and closer, and it gets bigger and bigger. But
it's the exact
dimensions right out of the Bible.
Well, way to go, Karen.
Nicely done.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, that's a great place to visit, and it is, like you said, it's breathtaking.
It is. Okay.
Well, to see it.
What's your question?
Wonderful. And I love prophecy. I love studying about prophecy.
Well, you know what you're going to get for your birthday then.
So you got to.
I know.
Yeah, that wasn't a mystery question. So we'll send it to you for your birthday. And so stay online and let Cindy get you dressed.
And honestly, Karen, this is not an accident. So many people call and try to get through. Isn't this just like the Lord? It's your birthday. So this is a nice little happy from God. Then you love prophecy, and you're getting this book for your birthday. So that's just one more little way that kind of a God wink.
And let me just say this. Isn't it just like the devil to put someone on the panel who tried to make you earn your gift? And
we're not naming names.
We're not naming names. God gives it for free.
Hey, Karen, what's your question for us?
I'd like to know do you know the name of the national park that is at the confluence of the Ohio and the Mississippi?
Ohio and Mississippi.
Ohio and Mississippi.
And the,
Right when the Ohio and the Mississippi, it's right,
right
there.
Right there at Kentucky.
Kentucky, right there.
We're gonna talk amongst ourselves, Karen, because I want to throw something out here. Yeah. Is it Mammoth Caves?
No, Mammoth Caves
it's
is
on
over.
Back into Western Kentucky. But this is right there near Paducah, Barge Country, where the Ohio flows down the northern border of Kentucky, and they meet right there. Is it Land Between the Lakes?
No, it's not that. It's up on the bluff, and you look down and see the Mississippi River.
We're not asking what you can see from there. We want the name.
All right, what you got to tell us?
I'm trying, Karen. What is it?
Fort Defiance.
Fort Defiance.
It's where I was trying to give you hints for like when this is where Caro is where I'm from, and it's. This is where Grant stayed at the Magnolia Manor during the war.
Okay.
And it's called Fort Defiance, and that's where it was at. And that's where the Ohio and the Mississippi River meet, and it comes to a point. You can tell the difference in the two rivers right there.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
Fort Defiance.
Oh, that's a great question.
That's that edumacation you talk about.
Yeah. Hey, Karen, stay on the line so we can get your address.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Get this book to you.
So Cindy Roberts will get your information. And since you like prophecy and it's your birthday, 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. Guys, we're going to reset our questions. One of these questions is still the mystery question, so someone could still, if they answer correctly, get one of these books for free. If you want to buy one, go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. This is the third book in the series from Dr. Alex McFarland and Brother Bert Harper. You can buy a couple more of those if you want.
Okay.
All right, we'll reset our questions. I have two questions remaining, and I've had three answered. I'm going to play it like Tim and not throw a third question in here unless somebody answers one of these before we go to the break. But here are the two questions I have remaining. How many NFL teams are named after horses? I'm talking about their nicknames.
Oh, that's
not
good.
The city where they're from. And then second question, how many countries are there in Central America? Multiple choice. Are there 5, 7, 9, or 12?
Great. Here's what I've got. True or false, former President Ronald Reagan was a lifeguard during high school. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. Casey Kasem, iconic radio music countdown host. He was the original voice of what cartoon character? He was actually the voice of a cartoon character.
Oh, wow.
So Casey Kasem, iconic radio music countdown host, was the original voice of what cartoon character?
Okay, here's my two, and I will add one. Who is the highest NIL earner in college sports? Name, image, likeness. Who's the college student that makes this money? Mayberry question. Come on, Mayberry fans. What Mayberry citizen surprises everyone when he wins an audition to perform in the Ladies League Musicale? And here's the other question. I love group names, groups of animals. Here's one. What is the name of a group of crows?
We already had somebody talking about
eat crow.
Eat crow. I thought about that. What is the name of a group of them called?
Good question.
Excellent question.
Okay.
We got time.
Let's go to Oklahoma and talk to Jason. Jason, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. What part of Oklahoma are you from?
I'm in the great city of Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, yeah,
sir.
It is.
Got
great
the university
city.
There.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, great.
Not a small one.
Okay. Well, they're in the SEC now, so they're real good.
And answer.
Okay. Well, which question you want to answer?
Well, since my favorite meal seems to be crow, I'm going to answer what you call a group of crows.
Okay.
And I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin Stinker, who on a family text shared this. And I think you call a group of crow murder.
That's a murder.
Wow. A murder of crows.
Yeah. I think that's appropriate myself.
Now, we got a lot of layers here. Yeah. Having to eat crow a lot. Got a cousin named Stinker. Yeah. Man, I wish we had all weekend.
He's going to get mad because it's actually James Lee, but I like to call. We got a Stinker. We got a Johnny Boy. We got ants. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Oh, yeah, from the South. We grew up on Ridgewood Street. And there
you
was
don't
Tank
have one called
and
Bubba?
There was Tank and Bulldog and Ronnie Dale and Ronnie Joe and, you know, a lot of nicknames there.
Well, hey, listen, us Yankees, we have a few nicknames, too. I remember Timmy Ten Toes. He was he was in the mob, I didn't know what Timmy Ten Toes, but they have those kind of nicknames up there,
right,
too.
Right.
Not as creative as down here.
Forget
I
about
never,
it.
I never called anybody Stinker, not as a endearing term.
I had a friend named Little Stink, and his dad was Big Stink.
Oh, okay. Are you kidding? I'm afraid I'd have had to put my foot down and say, no. find a different nickname.
His son, young son at the time, named Jet, they were going on a family vacation, and they were saying, Jet, don't forget to do this. Jet, remember to, and he just said, I'm really tired of my name. I wish I had another name. And they said, what? He said, I wish I had another name. His dad said, okay, what would you like to be called? And it took him by surprise because, you know, parents always say no more often. Yeah. And it, since he was just, you know, kind of panicked, he said Skunkus. And so his dad said he just started overusing it, his dad Greg, and he started saying, Skunkus, are you okay back there, Skunkus? Are you getting hungry? We can take this exit, Skunkus, if you want, to get something to drink. Before it was over, he started to cry. He said he wanted his old name back.
Jet.
Yeah, and his dad said, you're only allowed to change your name one time. Mom was like, come on now. And so then finally said, all right, I'm going to make an exception. Call an audible here. You know, you can change your name back if you want. How funny for him to blurt out, I want to be called Skunkus.
Hey, Jason, we're going to take a short five-minute break for news. Can you hang on with us?
I sure can.
Hey, text Stinker. Tell him that his name was mentioned on national radio.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. As I just mentioned, we're going to take a short five-minute break for news. And when we come back, JJ, Ed, and Bert will be your professors.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.